Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Paul Kuharsky is our jerk every week, but now it's time for him to pick his jerk of the week.
The jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Brought to you by Southern Jerky Company. Fresh, homemade jerky made on site at their location across from Costco at 91 Seaboard Lane in Cool Springs.
For the first time in the history of Jerk of the Week, someone has asked to be Jerk of the Week. Last weekend, Simon Kuharsky played at a WNSL baseball tournament, a warm-up tournament to get kids ready for tournament season. And playing, I believe, right center field, he chased down a fly ball, got under it, and took it squarely off the face, leaving a significant bruise beside his eye that featured the stitches of the baseball. He said, "Dad, I was directly under it, and at the very last second, it just curved." So in the car on the way home from the day's games later, Jamie Mosley tweets me and says, "My son hit the fly ball that caught your son in the eye today. My kids want to know if he can be jerk of the week." It was hard for me to sit on that all week because
it's pretty funny.
Tweet.
Well, Jamie, played by him.
No. Your son cannot be jerk of the week.
You have reviewed his
all
request.
He did, and it is denied. All he did was hit a good fly ball into the outfield. Jerk of the week is Newsweek. Now, listen, I understand people want to read a lot about Anthony Bourdain, who died today, apparently, or overnight, apparently, by suicide. Always a sad story that should make us check in on how we look at mental health issues, if in fact this is the case. And sure, you're going to get some readers out of the death of a famous person. But the big lead points out that Newsweek has gone absolutely berserk with clickbait. Who is Anthony Bourdain's girlfriend, Asia Argento? Anthony Bourdain's feuds, celebrity chef's biggest busts. What Anthony Bourdain said about Harvey Weinstein? Who is Eric Ripert, Anthony Bourdain's friend? Who is Anthony Bourdain's daughter, Ariane? Headline after headline after headline, seeking clicks out of the unfortunate demise of a celebrity. It's unseemly, and it earns Newsweek Jerk of the Week from me. I don't like it one bit. Jerk of the Week brought to you by Southern Jerky Company. Fresh, homemade jerky made on-site at their location across from Costco at 91 Seaboard Lane in Cool Springs.